Good morning. It is 8:18 and you are listening to Raven Radio. Joining me this morning, I have three women who are going to tell us a little bit about an event called A Memory, A Monologue, A Rant, and A Prayer. Welcome, ladies. Let's try that again. We'll have everybody's mics working now. Good morning. I have Jude Rice, Heather Bauscher, and Elena Gustafson. Yep. Quite the event coming up. And Elena, you are the producer.
Yeah, I have been putting together this performance. A lot of people might be more familiar with The Vagina Monologues, which is by Eve Ensler. That's part of the whole V-Day organization. This is kind of the other main piece that V-Day does and allows people to produce during a period of time over the spring. So since we did Vagina Monologues in Sitka last year, thought it would be good to do this other piece this year, give people something different to see and cover kind of a different, slightly different topic.
And how was the response of the Vagina Monologues?
We had a great response last year. It was really fun to be in as a performer, and we got pretty good crowds on both nights, and a mix of people who had heard about it and those who had no idea what they were walking into. But we've heard really good things overall for the response afterwards.
And Eve Ensler has had quite a bit of buzz. I'm not sure how long ago she produced and wrote and...
I'm pretty sure Vagina Monologues she did sometime in the 90s. I can't remember, early 90s, because she founded the V-Day organization after she did Vagina Monologues as a one-woman show 15 years ago. So she has then, since she founded V-Day, allowed people to produce this for free and... donate all of the proceeds from the performance of the Vagina Monologues and now this piece as well to local organizations working to stop the violence against women and girls.
That's very interesting that different communities can perform it for free, because that's really where it's at for plays, that it's really expensive to produce something. And this this performance is going to be a fundraiser, correct?
It is. All proceeds benefit Safe Sitkins Against Family Violence, which is our local organization working on all sorts of issues related to violence against women and children in our community.
Terrific. And we have two performers with us. We have Jude and Heather. Jude, are you a seasoned performer? Were you in the Vagina Monologues?
Actually, I've been in the last two productions of Vagina Monologues, and it was just such an incredible experience. I had to do it again.
Terrific. And I see that you and Heather do have a little piece to read from the show, and I'm wondering if you can give us a little background.
Well, I'm going to be doing a monologue with, or a conversation with Richard Hart. I'm the mother. He's my son. And well, I guess you'll have to come to the production to find out what we're talking about. Would you like me to read a piece?
Yeah, we like a little sneak peek, of course.
Emily, Allison, Shoshana, these are not names in my son's little black book. These are the young women who call him, who he meets for coffee, who came to our house for Scrabble, who seek his counsel, who counsel him. These are his friends. In their company, he becomes a man, and what a man should be. But there was a period of time when he did not want to look at girls or women in the context of their historical plight. He didn't care to hear my opinions on the subject either. So I mostly kept quiet when he and his friends ogled the opposite sex, which had really become for them, suddenly, a sex so opposite their own that they had no choice but to study and learn it, to fall under its sway, to map it. This was, after all, a rite of passage. And I didn't want to deprive him of it. All I could do was hope he'd emerge someday from this hormonal stupor and once again recognize the opposite sex as human people from planet Earth.
I wonder if there's lots of listeners going, you know, hallelujah. Amen. It's nice. So these are pieces that people could probably relate to.
Yeah, they should be. And all of the pieces in this production were collected by their true stories collected from different writers and performers and artists. Eve Ensler collected, I think, over 65 of them that she put together in this book. as a community, when you put on the production of a memory, a monologue, a rant, and a prayer, you kind of narrow it down to the 10 or so that you want to do in your community that seem perhaps appropriate, that convey messages that you want to present to your town. So hopefully we tried to find a mix of ones that people will really connect to, some that'll push people's boundaries a little bit, maybe in terms of what they knew, or all of these pieces, just as a kind of heads up for people who are coming, deal in some way with violence against women and girls. Some of that is in a kind of lighter way. Some of that is in a more serious way. All of them touch on that, and we think it's important to present that to the community because it's something that's so often hidden and something that's so often taboo that we don't talk about. And having these really beautiful pieces presented to us hopefully helps us open our eyes and kind of recognize what's going on in Sitka as well.
So it's addressing the issues in a safe environment, but also as a form of entertainment.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. We also have another performer with us, Heather. Heather, you are a seasoned theater geek, so to speak.
But, not in a while, but yeah. So there's a time.
High school and college, and now you're back in the swing of things here in Sitka.
Yeah, I heard about this project when I was subbing at Pacific High, and Elena came in to talk to the students about it, and I thought it sounded like a really interesting idea, and, you know, it set a good example to help out with this kind of thing, and it's kind of fun, and Elena's really cool, so I thought it would be a good idea to try it out.
Terrific. And tell me about your piece that you'll be doing.
The piece I'm doing is called The Next Fantastic Leap. And it's a little bit more esoteric in nature, not so much simple conversation, but it's pretty cool. You want to hear a little bit of it?
I would love to.
I taste your father's violence, your mother's rage. I see your little spirit growing in the dark, feeding on crumbs, giving up, losing its instinct for love. I hear my little spirit whispering what it knows, saying it out loud, seeking approval, being shushed, christened bad, beginning to doubt. I see us forgetting we ever knew how to sing. I'm falling back before the forgetting, past my submission, past your hubris, past your father, past my father and their fathers, on back to the Big Bang, the first cell, the primal leave-taking and the eternal return.
That's wonderful. And you have a very good delivery.
Thanks.
No, it's very exciting. So this event, a memory, a monologue, a rant, and a prayer, will be April 19th at the Nakahiri, mm-hmm. 7 p.m. Tickets are available?
They'll be available at Old Harbor Books as of this afternoon, and they're for a very reasonable price of $10. Of course, we encourage, since all proceeds benefit SAFE, anybody who wants to pitch in more at the door is very welcome to. We'll also have a benefit bake sale at the event as well with a lot of goodies. So we really encourage people to come out. We're kind of recommending it for those 18 and over, just because it does have serious content matter. Mm-hmm. But that is, of course, up to kind of a parent-by-parent basis if they want those younger than 18 to come.
Fantastic. And are there any other events coming up for SAFE?
Yeah, so April is Sexual Assault Awareness Month, and which is why we're performing this piece during this month. SAFE also has another benefit event that's happening this Saturday called the Honoring Women Dinner. This has been an annual fundraiser. I think it's in its 13th or 14th year, and it's honoring four women in the community who do a lot of really good work in Sitka of various kinds. And it's going to be catered by Ludwig's, and there will be performances by the local women's drum group that is starting up. So it should be a really great event. Tickets are $50, available at Old Harbor Books. That includes the entire dinner. And it's at Centennial Hall this Saturday at 7 p.m. There's a silent art auction there as well.
Well, there's lots of opportunities for performances, yes. Celebrating women. I'd like to thank my guests, Jude Rice, Heather Bauscher, and Elena Gustafson. Sorry, I couldn't get that out.
No, that's okay.
Check out their SAFE events. Thanks for joining me.
Thank you.
Thank you.